It is Christmas week, and of course, health officials all over are warning families to be cautious during the holiday season with the onset of the Omicron variant. What are things looking like there in Alamogordo and Otero County, Jessica?
Well, we know that local officials are still urging people to continue to get vaccinated, and if they are vaccinated, to receive their booster, much like federal officials are urging. Otero County, and actually a lot of southeast New Mexico counties, are lagging behind the rest of the state when it comes to vaccination and boosters. Now, at least 50% of people in Otero County have been vaccinated. Now, that seems really high, but when you're comparing it with our other counties in the state of New Mexico, we are still way behind. And that is alarming, one, because we continue to have high number of cases within Otero County. And, you know, we've not been exempt from the impact of this virus to date. There's been a total of 133 deaths of Otero County residents linked to this virus, and a little over 8,800 cases.
All right. Well, Christmas is Saturday, and we might just have to take the Christmas tree outside and gather around it there. It's going to be a lovely day. So
that's true. And if you are gathering for the holidays, just remember to prioritize safety.
All right. And a new city commissioner installed in Alamogordo.
That is correct. So in the its last meeting of the year, the Otero County Commission said goodbye to both its mayor, Richard Voss, and the mayor pro tem, Mrs. Sykes, and they have welcomed Commissioner Paul, who took his oath of office. He will replace Nadia Sykes in that seat that she vacated to run for mayor. Now, she lost to Susan Payne, and we understand that the mayor-elect will be sworn in the new year.
All right, and with the time we have left, let's move on to the complicated and somewhat controversial issue of management of the Lincoln National Forest. Where does the plan stand?
Well, what we know is that the comment period for counties has come to a close as of December 15th. Now, Otero County Commissioners approved a letter of comment at their last meeting to be sent just in time to U.S. Forest officials. However, the controversy you mentioned is that in relation to how commissioners and Otero County view the proposed plan, they say, one, it doesn't align land use with need within the county, saying that it might adversely impact ranchers in the area. And they also express concern about the designation of wild land within the plan. Now, the plan itself lays out how wild land is designated, those requirements. And county commissioners have said that it's much too easy to do that, and they expressed some concern, as I mentioned before. So the Lincoln National Forest Management Plan will help guide resources and use and planning for the Lincoln National Forest for the next 15 to 20 years, and it is expected to go into effect or to be finalized by spring of next year.
All right, Jessica, where can we find these stories?
Visit us at www.almogordonews.com. And just as a quick note, the Alamogordo Daily News is publishing a combined holiday edition this week. That means instead of a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday paper, we will be printing one large Christmas edition on Thursday, and then normal printing will resume on Sunday.
Well, happy holidays to you and everyone at the Alamogordo Daily News. Thanks for the update.
To you as well, and to all Otero County, happy holidays.